I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. President Barack Obama today signed an executive order that many scientists around the globe were eagerly awaiting. The order lifts a federal ban on funding for embryonic stem cell research. The ban was put in place by President Bush 8 years ago. Mr. Obama also vowed today that under his leadership, no scientific data will be concealed or distorted to serve a political agenda. Stephen Minger is a senior lecturer in stem cell biology at King's College in London, and he says the new U.S. policy should help improve the quality of stem cell research in this country.
The situation in the U.S. is, A, on the one hand, very incoherent in terms of regulation, ethics, state-to-state variability in terms of the law. And also, you know, I talk to the press constantly. I think I've given probably 25 interviews today, and I do this routinely. I know a number of American stem cell scientists who are basically gagged by their universities. They cannot talk to the press. A lot of U.S. stem cell researchers don't want to publicly get up and say, I work with human embryonic stem cells, because they're fearful of the fallout from that. So it's a really different environment here than it is in the U.S.
Well, let me ask you this then, in terms of the ethical questions that have arisen here. How has the UK, for instance, developed a framework or some kind of a model of how other cultures perhaps could deal with ethical issues in an open and effective way?
Well, we believe in consultation here in a big way, both public consultation as well as parliamentary consultation. So, for example, when my colleagues in Newcastle and I decided to pursue interspecies cloning using non-human eggs because we thought it was inappropriate to try to acquire the thousands of human eggs that would be required to do this, you know, we approached the government. We said, we want to put this forward. And the government at first said, well, we think we want to ban this, but then backed off and said, well, let's talk about this. And so we went through this kind of rational, publicly open, unemotive discourse. And at the end of it, we came out with something that everybody agreed was something that could be regulated, didn't represent anything that ethically or morally created any new problems over and above the problem already of doing embryo research.
Let me ask you this, Stephen. Has America lost out scientifically because of the funding ban that's been in place?
Well, I would say that they haven't been able to keep pace nationally with what's happening here and what's happening in China and what's happening in India and other countries. I mean, I still think places like Harvard and California are competitive with the rest of the world. But, you know, in other places in the U.S., I would say that's not the case. The big shame has been that National Institutes of Health, which is by far the largest supporter of biomedical research of any country in the world, has just not been engaged in this research. I think the pace of research would have gone faster. I think the field would have progressed much more rapidly because there would be so many more people involved in this. And I think Obama's executive order is hugely symbolic, and it shows how strongly he feels about science. And I think America can catch up very quickly, but I still think that at the grassroots level in the red states, this is still a really contentious issue, and I don't think this executive order will change that.
Do you know any fellow scientists, researchers, who would consider coming back to the U.S. now to do their stem cell research here based on Obama's move today?
There aren't that many American researchers abroad, really, to be honest with you. Most people have stuck it out in the U.S. and either set up two parallel labs and used private funding to fund some of their work and NIH money to fund some other bits, or they've just worked with the approved lines. I think what may happen is that a lot of young researchers in Europe may look at the U.S. now differently and say, well, maybe this is where I should go to start out, because it is very tight in Europe funding-wise. It's very competitive. And NIH just has so much more funding available. So, I think this does change the stakes for all of us. I think it will fundamentally change the field.
Stephen Minger directs the Stem Cell Biology Laboratory at King's College in London. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you.